Please call over choice.
Like, listen, don't start.
Oh, we would have a very, very fun, very good conversation. If you have been fallen, you know I like to talk. One day I like to talk about my family. My purpose is my God, and I have the pleasure to talk about my family right now. And I'm going to talk about a very special person to me, who means a lot to me, who I've known for quite some time. Who I've legit have known for quite some time. I've known for more than half my life. Going to be a very interesting conversation. So
it's
you officially start. It's officially started. Now we're getting to myself. Drop top cruising the streets. We did this before. I don't know how it came up last time. I have a that's waiting for me.
Okay.
Hold up. Anticipating.
Okay.
Plants for my heart and
busy. Ronnie. Okay. So, welcome. We have some faithful listeners who are on the call right now. We have some new listeners in the room, so we thank you so much. I see Sandy is on the call. Hello. I see Ashley is on the call. And I see, it says Asher. I think that's Kendra. That's Kendra? Who you went to high school with?
Kendra.
Yay! How you doing?
Kendra, she's in Kerry no more, so I wasn't even there.
No, you husband. Know, we ain't gonna do that.
So I apologize, Kendra.
We ain't got nobody in problems. So, but thank Kendra you so much up. For being in, on the call.
I love the kids.
We're back with the final episode. Hi, Taria. We're back with the final episode of season 2 of the R&L podcast. And for those of you that don't know, we're the husband and wife team of Rodney and Nadia, and we tackle topics like pop culture and relationships and everything in between.
Yes.
So this season was the start of something new, as we have our Facebook family chiming in live on our Facebook page, and so next season, we're going to turn it up a notch, okay? And we can't wait to let you know what's in store. So we're usually here every 2 weeks. But we're going to take a break between sessions, and we'll be coming back with new content on January 10th, 2021, God Spare Our Life. So if you want to join in and share your thoughts, this could be long.
I'm excited. If you don't know yet, I'm excited.
Anyway, mark your calendars, okay? So January 10th, 2021, we'll be coming back with season 3 of the R&L Love podcast. So just follow our page for the notification so that you don't miss it. Also, if you have any questions that you'd like answered during the podcast, shoot us an email at rnlovepodcast@gmail.com. And if you missed the live stream, this and past episodes are available on all streaming platforms. So just drop a link. I will drop the link in the bio, in the comments. See, it doesn't start. I'm already nervous because I already know what is mine. I have something planned. Go ahead.
So for the replay of this episode and other episodes, we are on all audio streaming platforms. You can just search us, whether it's Google Play, whether it's Apple, whether it's Spotify, or literally just go online to search our love podcast. It will come up. And also, we have the video up on Facebook page, and we also... We have the video on our Facebook page and then also on the YouTube page. So you can find the place there. But the fun of it is to be live with us. So you can comment, we interact with the comments, and we enjoy the feedback. Ashley said to make it to some point. Ashley, thank you. I'm trying to find my legend. It's hard to find the skin. She's meeting you. It is hard to find this color. I'm not sure what color it is.
Anyway. Hi, Crystal Bane. Hi, Chico.
I mean,
hi, Mom. Hi, Ashanta. Thank you so much for logging in. I think, I don't know if y'all logging in for us or y'all logging in for these prizes.
So speaking of prizes.
In our family, we're big on birthdays.
Yes.
Okay, so not really.
It only happens once a year. So, I mean, why not enjoy it?
Thank you, Ashanta. Ashanta says, I look fabulous. Thank you, Veronica. Veronica's listening in. Hi. So we're not really big on like super big birthdays, but we make it a point to celebrate everybody's birthday. Yes. And it's just about celebrating life. So we usually have like small intimate gatherings with just immediate family, some cake, maybe something to eat, maybe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this year was really no different, with the exception that we did Zoom for the kids so that they could be, you know, connected with the
friends
people.
And cousins and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So for Rodney's birthday in October, if you remember, we had some prizes and giveaways and we celebrated on the podcast. I guess this is like our version of the Zoom call.
Yeah. And as we spoke in the last podcast, the two is one. So what's good for me is good for them. So we thought it'd be even better to do the same thing and not do it at a different level. And now we're going to do the same thing. We are having prizes.
Yeah, we got prizes. We got prizes
for love. Jay, what do you get yourself Jay said, yo, Ashanti, you're right. She does make me look good in every aspect. And Jay said, you should only hear the word yes. Yeah, the word yes. Yes. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Hi, Alex. Y'all, my bestie is on the island and I haven't seen her yet because, anyway, I catch her back on. I catch her on. But she said, look good, yeah. But thank you, yeah.
So, giveaways. We have giveaways. We have giveaways. We have giveaways. Last time was my birthday. We had 3 giveaways. Because my love is such a wonderful person. Such an awesome person. We decided to double up. So now we have 6 giveaways.
Six whole prizes
to give away. So in true fashion, I was responsible for giving away. So they're going to be randomly given away. Or randomly ways. So she had the more structured, you know, questions. I'm going to be more sporadic. So you need to pay attention. You need to listen. It's probably going
to
be some
We're
questions.
We're talking to you, Andre Kelly. I see you're tuning in.
So listen up. I'm going to try to have some consistent questions. Whoever responds first in the chat will be announced the winner. Who responds first, the correct answer.
With the correct answer.
Will be announced the winner. So, you want to talk about our sponsors?
Okay, so.
Prize or sponsors? Both.
Well, kind of both. Okay. All right, so let's go through it really quickly. So, first we have J Fitness. Yes. Let's tell us a little bit more about J Fitness, Rodney.
J Fitness, our very good friend, Donovan Jason, slash J Rule. He is a fitness instructor, and more importantly, one of the names he has is coach. So he's a very good, we can account for his fitness journey, his fitness structure, and he has classes. Now, Jay's type of fellow who believes in adapting, who believes in growing. So whereas when we before the quarantine, we had classes in the mornings at various locations, and then we had classes in the afternoon, whereas at COVS gym. COVID happened, doors closed, but that did not slow Jay down. Jay transitioned to Zoom call training. So what we do now, every morning at 5, we have Zoom classes, and every evening at 5:30, sorry, not every, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday mornings.
Friday mornings.
Our classes via Zoom. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, afternoons at 5:30 are the evening classes via Zoom. So he's going to be our first giveaway prize, and that's going to be a free admission to either the morning session, one, or either the afternoon session. So one free admission to his morning or his afternoon session. And again, if you follow us in any way, J Fitness is the guy with the J Fit series, Fit 2 series that we're working on. And just a little plug, this week's episode, so you have a very special guest in the J Fit series. She's going to tell us what it means to be fit to hire. She's a businesswoman. She's a wife. She's a mother. She coins tried and I'll push the phrase. She's a mompreneur.
I like the word, okay?
Mompreneur. She's most importantly my lovely wife, whose birthday we're celebrating tomorrow. And this week's episode is going to be with Nadia Bain, our very own. And she's going to discuss what it means to be fit to hire. So look out for that as well, too.
Listen, anyway, I lost 20 pounds this year. And Jay was a huge part of that losing to 20 pounds. So shout out to Jay. So if you win that free admission to the group session, use it because it works.
And that's a family, trust me, that's a fitness family. I can account for that. It's not a run-of-the-mill fit program where you just shout to you forget your name. Trust me, it's a group of supportive family. Shout out to Jay Fitness family.
Okay, so up next is what? The
service culture program. Mm-hmm. So again, if you follow us, we have a business.
Yeah.
She is so instrumental. It's a service culture firm. It's a management consultancy, management solution based firm. So it's not just HR. is management stuff. So we do stuff, HR stuff, we do management stuff, you know, social media management. I do videos for commercials or something in the gym fitness stuff. And more importantly, what we do is LinkedIn revamping. She is a wizard when it comes to LinkedIn. She has experience with LinkedIn. So what we're giving for our second prize to the winner is one free consultation.
Yes.
As well as a LinkedIn
redesign. And then thirdly, we have a prize from May Grace Proceed.
Yes.
So what May Grace Proceed wanted to let the listeners know is that the prize consists of four books from the Book Recommendation of the Month collection for September to December of 2020, courtesy of May Grace Proceed. So May Grace Proceed is a nonprofit and online teaching ministry that aims to be thoughtful and delightful in Christ by promoting the Christian worldview intelligently and with clarity. Don't mix up yet. So you can learn more by visiting the website at maygp.org or following May Grace Proceed on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or the bi-monthly podcast, Walking Wisely and Worthily. So that's a whole world full of books.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get into reading,
if there's any new years list to read, our good friend, our good family members, I'll make sure you have four of them books to read. And it'd be remiss of me to miss it. And thank you for reminding JFitness 242 on all platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Service Culture on most platforms, Service Culture Firm on most platforms.
Yes.
More importantly, serviceculturefirm.com.
Yes. So that's three.
You're up to three.
We had three. And prize number three is a whole four book. So like I feel like that counts as
so y'all want your workout session. Next thing you get your LinkedIn resume, LinkedIn rebounding.
Yes.
And that's your four books. That was our fourth
one. Okay, so our fourth one is To Each Their Own. So in light of the season, To Each Their Own is offering a Mr. and Mrs. Christmas mug set.
Yes.
Just in time. I want that.
You can. You shouldn't be now. That's not how we do it.
I like mugs.
You believe in consistency.
I need my hot tool. So just in time for the cooler days ahead, this set is great for a newlywed couple or any couple that loves this time of year. So To Each Their Own is also offering a Christmas shot glass set. Okay? So perfect for those. Perfect for those upcoming socially distanced gatherings. To each their own is also offers personalized services such as teas, bags, drinkware, and so many other unique gifts. Again, our shirt, our logo, comes straight from To Each Their Own. So check out their website today at toeachtheirown242.com. So we have To Each Their Own provides two prizes. Y'all winning big.
Yeah,
and it's my birthday, and I'm sad now. I have a problem with this if I'm thinking about it. But I can be nice.
And then The last one makes it number six. So that's four. That's five. That's a lot. This is the last one.
So we have Wayne Head by Renbert Mortimer. He is offering either one hand-drawn caricature.
Let me show
you. Oh, Ross is hanging up there.
I wouldn't move the camera.
We have
either one for me and one for our son. He's super down in the college friend of
And us. Then Rodney is... This is going to hang over there. You can either choose. Now, you can't get both. I know how you feel, but you can't get both. You got to pick one. Either one hand-drawn caricature or one ticket to the New Norm Paint and Sips, hosted by Ren the Creative. So tell us more about Ren Mortimer.
So Renbert is a talented artist. He is a person who found his purpose, walked on his purpose, and he does these caricatures. So now we went to Disney World 3 years back.
Right.
The guy in Disney World drew Nadia and Reina. He drew, and he took a wonderful side profile picture of Nadia and Reina.
Yeah.
Took hours. Imagine a Disney World experience about 10, 15 minutes.
Like,
he literally went to Disney World to train with their caricature artists.
Our Bahamians are just like
he
so talented.
He also won a competition for a quick drawing. So, like, he traveled the world to do caricature drawing. And what we love Rembrandt so much is that he brought the talent back here.
Yes.
He taught other persons who were art majors who had the interest in it. And he said, you know what, I'll share my talent. Mm-hmm. They keep it themselves. He does weddings. He does parties. He does fairs.
And he
does
also events. Does, like flyers and flyers, design.
Logo,
like,
business logos, design. He even hosts events and stuff. He's a very talented guy.
Very.
He has a book out as well, like a kid's book that he drew. Yeah, my Rembrandt doing it.
Wow.
So, Rembrandt Mortimer,
We thank you so much. So we, again, we're going to say thank you to J-Fitness. We have the free admission to one of the group fitness sessions.
Yes.
Service Culture Firm, one consultation plus LinkedIn redesign. Make Race Proceed, four books from their book club with bookmarks. That's four bookmarks as well. To each their own, with two prizes, one Christmas shot glass set and one Mr. and Mrs. Christmas mug set. And Renbird Mortimer, Wayne Head, is either a character hand drawing or one ticket to the new Norm Paint and Sips hosted by Ren B. Creative. So let's get started and get y'all surprised. All right.
So that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. So we had to lay the groundwork. It's weird. I've known Nadia. So we about to go deep. Go way back. We're going to mix it way back. Back into time.
And he's having too much fun with this. This is literally torture.
I enjoy talking to Nadia. That's how this thing actually started. So my love, Nadia, I've known you from we were 15-ish. It's your birthday. And my met you like October, November. Your birthday was in December. So it wasn't your birthday yet. So we started dating when we were 16, turning 17. So that means I met you when you was 15, turning 16.
And now I am how old, guys?
First person can put in the chat how old Nadia is wins a prize.
Yes.
So that's the first
prize. That's the first prize coming through.
So now we celebrate your birthday tomorrow. And it has been a beautiful thing. So let me tell you when I go into Nadia. When I first met Nadia, there's a telephone call, and I never forget. When I heard her voice, and I said, plain and safe, I remember, so it's not, oh, bless your heart. Oh, well, keep. No, I haven't seen the answer yet.
Should we pass on that one? We may pass on.
Way to go, Chico. So nice. So you look good for that.
Wow.
Tell her wrong. So you look good for that. Now talk then.
Donovan.
I can't focus. Anyway, so when I got close my eyes. When we was on the phone with Nadia, remember she called who her friend.
Okay,
she
we have a correct answer.
So write it down somewhere. So okay. when I called on the phone, Nadia, remember talking to Nadia, never met. This is way back. So Raina, if you're listening, we'll be slow when we was younger. We actually was on the phone with persons. What a phone is a thing, a live phone. See, imagine a cell phone, but it's actually registered to the house. And how a cord. What a cord is the things you use when you're charging devices, but it's a permanently attached to the phone. So you have cord phones, you've been on the phone talking. Sure, remember. So you've been on the phone talking, and multiple people have been on the phone at the same time, not texting, actually, audio on the phone at the same time. So we're talking to Nadia, and the conversation I remember, I say, boy, I remember thinking, boy, she's going to be the godmother of my children. That's the first thought I had after the phone. Boy, she's going to be the godmother of my children. My spirit took to her right away. I thought she's awesome. I mean, she lit up my days when I spoke to her. And I was just going to say, she's going to be the mother of my children.
Okay.
I never forget. She lit up my, and even now to this day, she's still done. And now she does her so much for me. So Nadia, let's bring it back.
Let's bring it back to the prize. Let's at least tell the people who won the first prize. Okay, so because she's a sponsor, she can't she can't win the prize. But the next person with the correct answer will win the prize. So the winner of the J Fitness free admission to one morning or evening Zoom group fitness session is Mrs. Taria Colley. Taria Colley. Yes, I am not one of those persons who's afraid of my age just yet, because I think that every year is a blessing, honestly. There are a lot of people who didn't make it this far, so I am 33 tomorrow. So Taria, find your tennis, get your workout mat,
your water.
You're going to need it, because he's going to work you, but it's going to work. Congratulations to Taria Colley on winning the J Fitness free admission to one morning or evening Zoom group fitness session.
So Nadia, that ties into my question. What advice Nadia of today, 30-year-old Nadia, would have given 50-year-old?
Oh, I mean, for me, that one would be easy. I would not be so hard on myself. I was always raised to have high standards, and I think we have that with the kids as well. But then I think that it's very important to take it easy on yourself. You know, sometimes laugh at yourself or give yourself a break, because you're growing and nobody knows what they're doing. Although even the adults know what they're doing, they don't know what they're doing. It looks that way, but they don't. And I think if I took it a little bit easier on myself earlier on, I wouldn't have had to break through so many walls that I had up over the years. So that's definitely a piece of advice I would have given myself. Take it a little easier on yourself. Not with yourself sometimes.
Oh. It's time to take it slow. Take it slow. All right, so that's important, and laughing at yourself. And one of the things that we don't know is how to monitor. At the beginning of the year, I remember we sat down for breakfast and we mocked it. We said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You were at a particular pivot in your career because this time next year, you left, as people say, you left a good job. You left the people a good job. And you moved, woo, and you took that leap of faith to now more up in your size, right? I need you to look about the better. See this. You took the step into mompreneur service.
Yes.
How important and why was that so vital to your group to say better on Navi to go in that direction?
Listen, it wasn't easy and it's still not easier. It was important because I got a piece of advice many years back when I first started my career. I think I was in finance at the time. And I had a customer, I was working in a bank, and he said, doing a good job, you know, you always give me good service. Imagine if you took this energy that you put into this company and you like put that into yourself, how far you'd get. And I said, no, you know, that's so nice to say, you know, just okay, little compliment. And he was like very serious. He said, no, one day take a chance and put that energy into yourself. And then like my sister always spoke it into me and she's like, oh, I just see you doing something for yourself. And she's the one who dreams. I dreamt it, and I see it. And I was like, yeah, one day. And so while I had an amazing few years at my last employer, circumstances changed, and I wanted to take a leap. And I wanted to put that energy into myself. And I wanted to put all of the heart and the passion that I had for... I was one of those persons, like, I'll buy into it and I'll help you to reach your vision. So now, like, I wanted to see what my vision would have been for myself. And I wanted to see, like, how putting that energy behind myself, betting on myself, would have been. And, like, I didn't foresee a pandemic. The biggest challenge, because I was like, God, you know, if you're trying to tell me don't do this, you didn't have to say it like that. Yeah, like, you didn't have to send a whole pandemic. You could have just, you know, sent it in a dream, but whatever. But honestly, though, so it took me a while, but I the same energy that I put into a job is what I put into my efforts. It's so funny, though, like, the direction that I am going in, I wouldn't have even dreamed for myself. So, you know how people say, just start. That was the hardest part for me. Committing to it was definitely another one. But I got a lot of support. Ronnie's been very supporting. Words? What is words?
Words and more words.
You make me nervous.
I don't know. Because I...
But, it was great to put that effort into myself and see what could come out of it. And I am blown away from the results thus far. So I'm very excited about it. So one of the tools that actually helped me with getting to where I am now is that, I got on the platform. I see Trent Rose watching. Hi, Trent.
I'm Emily.
And Emily, hello. And so LinkedIn helped a whole lot. It helped me to establish my brand. Ashley says she's proud of me. I thank you. Ashley is honestly one of like those persons whispering in my ear and giving me so much good advice. And she's a treasure. So we want to give away one consultation.
I'm trying to be able to. You allow me to.
Okay, sorry.
This is all right. So. You said that you're very proud. I know, you know, I'm a mess. and I've seen the book, and I've seen firsthand. And I tell you, I'm a biased cheerleader, but you know I'm so straightforward. And I'll let you know if this makes sense or doesn't make sense. But I'm still biased because I adore you and I love you. One of the names I'm big on is, sorry for the turnings. I talking about.
Y'all, if I could turn red as these earrings, I would right now.
See, Trent, one of the things I'm big on is making milestones. I call them landmarks. What it is that making these things that you can look back on and say, you know what? I did that. Because even your low moments, you start to forget.
Yes.
Yeah. 2020, some people call it a pandemic. A lot of people call it a pandemic. But it has been very productive. I hear a pandemic in a positive way to say that our plan is. We always said 2020 is going to be a monumental year. And it has been a monumental year. A lot of things have happened. And I'm sure if you told yourself December last year that now that you would be in the wind, insert X, Y, and Z thing, this year, what would
be? I wouldn't have believed it.
Speak to us about some of the things you've accomplished this year and some of the things that caused you to sit back and say, wow, I've actually done those things.
Just the mere fact of negotiating and landing contracts. Mm-hmm. What is that? Calling yourself a consultant and being one and being
of international meetings.
International clients. Like little old girl from Nassau. What do you okay? But
brown
then
skin
just like okay. But landing clients and being able to affect change in different organizations that aren't your own, but being able to step in and assess the situation and provide assistance, and I mean genuinely help these clients. Crazy. That's a big deal. Being able to help not just like the larger clients, but the smaller ones too. Like I had someone tell me, you know, Nadia, every time you do my resume, I get the job. Like, okay, sis, I'm very excited for you. I'm glad because the basis behind service culture is honestly to provide service, to provide an excellent service. Service is our standard. So being able to help someone genuinely, not just getting the coins, because I've given more discounts than Rodney would have liked this year, but I just wanted to be able to assist people, and I've been able to do that, and that's exciting.
And I know that we go back and forth with pricing often. What I always tell you is, what do you feel? What is it saying to you? And I always trust you, and I trust you, God. I always think you're a good buyer, a good seller. And they say, you're humbly showcasing yourself. It's essential and humbly saying, some of the things you have done is you have given presentations.
Yes.
You've been keynote speakers.
Yes.
Speakers somewhere. You have, like you said, affected change, but you pretty much came into consult for an organization that you then saw them, took your advice within the week, and you can now still now see the trajectory. You've been recommended outside of your network to speak somewhere. You've had people from outside the Bahamas seek you out for business. You've been on podcasts, I'm not sure. You've been on a shoot for an interview series, I'm not sure. You've been on a shoot for a TV series or something. You contributed to articles online. You helped somebody, you're the inspiration behind someone publishing a book that he shouted you out in this book. Or when he's publishing the book, the guy you used to work with. Your cousin, Jamaica, who the heist is out now going on, so I'm gonna check it out. You helped her to move that along and you want inspiration behind you. And these are people who are not even me. And I give you an infinitesimal list of things that you've supported me just in this year. Well, that's being a best. Second year, since you were inside Grind.
Yeah, let's what do
is
it next.
She mentioned an industry that she was in prior to a current employee. What was that? The industry that she was in where the guy gave her advice. What industry was that? Ask people about that. The industry that the guy gave her advice in.
Yes.
The guy said, imagine if you do it for yourself, what industry she was working in. So yes, I believe in celebrating your accomplishments, but I believe the world's purpose is to cause you to forget who you are. And it's your job to remind yourself constantly and say, hey, I survived Mama Jamali. I do these things because God put this inside of me. God put this gift inside of you. And I tell you, the same way you say you had helped me, I had helped.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I'm here to make sure that you remember us.
We got the first time.
All right, Christmas, really good Christmas. You give her a great Christmas.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Christmas thing, and I'll do it in a second.
All right. So, my chest hurting. I can't take this. This is a lot. Okay, so the winner of one consultation plus LinkedIn redesign would be, this is from Service Culture Firm, our company, would be Crystal Babe. Okay, Crystal, congratulations. Congratulations on winning your consultation and your LinkedIn redesign. So what that really entails is that we're going to have a chat, understand where it is that you want to go, and your goals, and your style, and we are going to redesign your LinkedIn page to reflect that, because I know.
She thinks she's slipping. She's trying to stall for that. When Crystal, you are talking consultancy, Crystal can let you know what's happening. If you want more information on LinkedIn information, go on the website. Reach out to Nadia at Service Culture Firm or Rodney at Service Culture Firm or info at Service Culture Firm. Please pay for them email addresses. So email us if you want more information. Jesus. At Nadia at Service Culture Firm or Rodney at Service Culture Firm or info at Service Culture Firm. Let's get back into this now. You think it's slick? You're trying to talk over this stuff. I see you going a little long just now. So we talked about what LinkedIn rebounding is. We talked about that.
I'm sorry to be second on this podcast.
One of the beautiful things struggle does is it causes us to uncover talents. Right? What would you say is a talent that you need to uncover during these struggle moves?
You know, I would want to say my adaptability. Mm-hmm. If anything, this pandemic has shown is that, okay, if I need to get into the house and the door is closed, I need to check out how many windows are there. I need to try one window. If that window doesn't work, I'm going to squeeze and get into another one. I have pivoted because, I mean, my title at our business is like HR partner. Quickly pivoted from just HR to social media management.
Yes.
Also, communications. Voiceovers. Because apparently,
content creation
for companies. So blogging. It's blogging, yes. I just need to take some time to sit down and put together my thoughts. But I've expanded my reach, my territory, I guess. And I'm mad that he put his head up like this to do the song. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. That's me and the next part. Listen. So anyway, that's y'all. We ain't gonna make it through this episode. Somebody help me! Anyway,
it's in my head.
Our next prize.
No, we ain't get the prize. We just give Crystal the prize.
Okay.
Let's get into the conversation. So you say you learned to prove it. Yes. I learned to adapt.
Ashley, don't encourage him both saying.
And pivoting and adapting are very important. But in many times when we pivot, we at times have missteps.
Yeah.
And our missteps can either lead to a step forward or a step back or even falling down. How important it is to not stay down in those moments. One. Two. Also, how important it is to understand what the setback was. And then three, how important it is to not rest in that one step forward.
I read this quote earlier in the year, or last year. Yeah, late part of last year. So just as I was making my transition, it says, girl, get up.
Oh, that's powerful. That's profound.
And I was just like, but you would say, okay, that's really cold, is really blunt. But, you know, going a little deeper into it, it was like, nobody's coming to save you. Get up. So if you find that like you're being challenged, you don't necessarily know what to do next. I had my moments where like I cried or I lamented or I complained, and y'all who know me know I'm not ashamed to complain. I will complain and like get mad, but then y'all will give me the side eye and be like, all right, you got it out? You good? Okay, cool. Now what? And so I learned that you really can't rest in your challenge. You have to start thinking of, again, the house analogy. How do I get in? How do I get to where I need to go? And so the first thing is to do is to get up. So cool, get up. I get out of the mood. I get out of whatever it is that I'm feeling. And I'm like, okay, I need to now assess the situation. What happened? How did I get down in the first place? Like, was it something that is probably going to happen again? What habits do I need to change to ensure that it doesn't happen again? What direction is it that I'm trying to go in? Is it realistic? You got to start thinking of your SMART goals and go there.
And realistic and SMART goals.
Mm-hmm. And so we're in the house, so the children are like now moving around and like, we can see you. Give us snacks, please.
Jesse.
So in any event.
It was snarky for pieces.
So assessing where you are, you're getting up, you're assessing where you are, you understand what caused you to be down, you understand where it is that you're trying to go, and you make the first step. And usually once you make the first step, a little wind comes and pushes you along, and it's easier to get to the second step. And then it's easier to get to the third step, and then you go on from there. So, I mean, that's what I learned. Movement is key. Like,
movement is actually life.
Because life can move without you. You could go along for the ride, or you could pull against it, but it's going to happen. So I just learned not to, while resting is good and understanding your feelings are good, it's also good to keep moving. So keep it moving, man.
Lord, I have to keep on moving. Lord, I got to get on now. Lord, I have to keep
y'all
on moving.
Turn this playlist off because it's a lot happening.
It's Robin and Somali. Lord, they come up. One is we recently talked about.
Hi, Eva Jolly.
Is the Psalm 23. When I talked about the Lord's mention. Speak to us about what that Psalm meant to you, or how you've now seen that Psalm in the place based on your
prayer. May grace proceed. Do you see how we're setting up your prize? Because it's
additional. And again, this ain't the same scripture. It's just off this.
Off the dome.
And then they come and say, hey, you want to choose all that setup. Right.
Okay. So this year, me and hubby spoke. I said that this has definitely been my Psalm 23 year. When I needed rest, God gave me rest. When I needed sustenance, He made me a table in front of my enemies. Well, I didn't think I had enemies, but they held the enemy in, but it's okay.
Hi, in the words of the famed American poet, Maynard, hi, haters. That's all.
But in any event, I got rest, I got sustenance, I was able to look up and see where my help came from,
yes.
In all honesty. And opportunities came that I really just couldn't foresee or imagine, but once I put my trust in God, honestly, like literally taking my hands off the wheel, because I thought, let me fight against this thing, like I was power steering and it wasn't working.
It's crazy with that, right? When it's visual for me, trusting God, like practical, we have it on autopilot, but we're trying to get set up. Like, we already had this conversation, you took the help. So we already had this conversation, but we still in the car trying to fight,
yeah.
And the resistance that we're feeling is we're pulling against the direction trying to put us. And that's a real fun.
What was so funny is that the minute that I stopped trying to direct things and control things, I felt like I was taken in a direction that I couldn't even imagine. I thought I wasn't worthy of. Let's talk about it. Like, sometimes you have your life planned out and you say, this is what I am capable of doing.
Yeah.
And when you rest in your talents and you acknowledge where your health comes from and you are confident in that and you go along with where you're being guided, please, you will shine. Let me give you a song, Bright Like a Diamond, because I know you're trying to.
No. I have songs on that, and that's what's easy. One of the things that you said, and I thought it was a good point, times it's discussed, is feeling inadequate or feeling not worthy. One thing that baffled me, that still baffles me, is you don't see yourself how I see. Like, I adore you. Like, I'm amazed by the stuff that you've done and stuff that you continue to do. And just, like, one of the names, would, I remember vividly, like, she did hair for a bit. And she was a client, I would call her and say, I want X, Y, Z, yes, I don't know that. And now they'd be like, I can do it. She has never done CSR before. She was sitting in front of a computer, recovering two videos, and the very next day, she completes the hairstyles and she's been on hairstyle for years. She's gifted when it comes to doing things with hands. And I know I take that, so like now, I'm not gifted in terms of doing things with my hand, but if I can see something that I can create, because I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
So I said, babe, I've watched you do that countless times. You do it with flowers and all, you do it with drawings and all, and you just sketch things out. And you created things and you sketched. To me, that's manifestation. So for you, you're the embodiment of manifestation. So when I hear you in the moments, like, you know what, I can't understand, I said, but have we not seen what you've done? Like, and that's why I'd be so confused. I said, but I've seen the work that you've done.
Like, my memory shaking.
So no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's timely.
You ain't talking about for arguments. Because for arguments, right, my memory is on point. Okay?
So speaking of memory, what was number three for May Grace Proceed? The psalm that Nadia referenced to a few minutes ago. First person to say the psalm that Nadia referenced to a few minutes ago, we get the third prize for May Grace Proceed, which is the four books.
Yes. And the four bookmarks in a personalized box.
Yeah.
Okay? So again, a reminder of what that prize is. It is four books with bookmarks in a personalized box. And you have to just tell us, I said that this year has been my psalm blank year. Look at you! She came through, Deandra Lightborn. Way to go. Congratulations.
So Deandra, we're writing out all the names so we can contact you to make sure you can get all of your prizes as well to her. So congratulations on Endura. Now the quickness.
You gotta be quicker than that.
So,
congratulations. But very good. Congratulations, congratulations. I'm gonna put that in the chat so that I can go back and know what
Like Nadia said, we are big on, and this again, as I saw we big on talking, this going back and forth. Life has been such an interesting thing, and one thing, just you'd be surprised you can learn. And this year has been a beautiful year in terms of growth. It's been difficult, but in the difficulties is where growth has truly happened. We touched on it last episode, but just to, in terms of giving advice, I think one of the blessings that we have in life is that we can teach them all skills. And we live in a way that I hurt, so you don't have to hurt the same. You talked about how you didn't feel like it's worthy, but obviously you feel that now. You didn't feel like God. You know God's your source, but at times you're fighting against this. You didn't really know where you're going, but now you're some sort of a direction. What advice would you give to that to your young lady? Because men is getting taught to whatever, but I think it's very important for women to understand their value, understand their place, and understand their purpose. What advice would you give to that woman who is either on the person's job in the inshore where she want to go, or in the people's house in the inshore where she want to go, or just in a particular place in her life and just say, you know what, I'm not happy with my business. What advice would you give that person, that young woman, no matter age, who has 20, 40, 60, 70, 80, 100, to say, pivot into the direction she wants to go?
You know, I'm not here for telling people to quit their jobs. You don't necessarily have to go the route that I went in terms of being that drastic. But I would say that start small, you know. So I'm a big fan of Shanta said, man, I want to win a prize. Listen, we still have three more prizes left. A whole three. So you got good chances. So I'm a big fan of starting small. So if you think you're interested in it, so back to the whole hairstyle analogy, if you think you're interested in it, go and watch a video. You want to take a cruise, you go and you watch a video on cruises, because I didn't know that was a thing, but it's a thing on YouTube. I'm a visual learner, so if I see something, then it kind of gets me immersed into what that experience may actually be, and then I start to understand if that's something I want to walk in that direction towards. And so start there. So you want to be interested in makeup. start watching videos on makeup application and what the tools are. Start doing your research. If you want to change industries, understand. Now, if you could do something, you might as well do it well. So understand what certifications are needed, what do you start with, what designations do you need. Maybe it's just starting, taking a free course, go on Coursera.org or EDX or anything like that, taking a free course that is under that field of study and see if you're interested in it. If after you've taken this free course, that'll take like a few weeks to say, okay, well, I may be a little bit more interested in it, then dive a little bit deeper. You know, if you want to affect change in your community and get out in there and community service, you know, you start to visit clubs and see what type of things you want to do. You know, you want to be a Kiwanian, you want to be a Rotarian, because you want to be a Rotarian. Want to go to Rotary.
Speaking of Rotary, they look for her. I don't know. I'm not a Rotary.
I love my Rotary people.
They found her. I don't know how they found her. They found her to speak on HR.
Shout out to Chantel. Chantel is out there putting together programs.
And they found her. And they wanted to present. And they were so impressed with her that they actually started moving in the direction. She suggested these things. They started doing the things she suggested. And then she was able to be blessed to become a member of that club.
Yeah.
And she said no one was with the club.
I mean, I appreciate my club. My club is like my family.
Shout out to the club.
Rotary Club of Nassau, the first Rotary Club in the Bahamas. If you want to do something, the point I'm trying to make is start. And starting doesn't mean quitting your job. Starting just means like doing a little research, testing out the waters, visiting certain things. One great piece of advice is do some free work under someone. Yeah. So like you may be interested in law, you know, sit down and help that person draft some letters. You could draft a letter.
Yeah.
So draft some letters while they're getting their documents and stuff together. So you get immersed in it and see if that's something you're really interested in. And I can tell you that it's honestly the first step. And once you take that first step, if you're really interested in it, you will take a second. Mm-hmm. And so that's the piece of advice I'll give anyone.
Take
the first step.
That's a very wise advice.
Thank you.
And awesome advice. And that's why I use a consultant. So, honestly, it'll be, and that was beautiful. And a lot of people are afraid to take that first step. A lot of people are not sure. But how you said, it's still a safety way to take it. But one thing you mentioned to do is a support. What about persons who feel as if they don't have support? We tend to tell ourselves these things. I hear from myself, ain't nobody to help me, but we help people.
There's a community everywhere. There's why I sound like that?
Before I get the next question for to each other one, what is the name of Nadia's Rotary Club?
Now, the first prize is the Christmas shot glass set. Thank you, Pa. My birthday tomorrow. Happy early birthday. So, which Rotary Club am I a part of? Let's make that a good question to answer. I did say.
So, we're going to know as you
wait. As we wait for the winner of the shot glass set. Okay, so.
And it's almost, you say people of the community. Because I talk about how support is so important and people feel like they're not supported. And then you say we all over
community. Listen, Jesus wasn't accepted in his own hometown, okay? They want to throw him off the. You have to go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. If you feel like you don't have support in your household or support within your friend group, then you need to understand that their online community is. No, ma'am, that's not the answer, Deandra. They wish.
You're some joke. I'm some joke. Don't be me.
Truthfully, though, I love my club. But you close though.
Yeah, like as you look for this, I've heard a lot of person be like, oh, you got the support of husband, you got the support of family, you want me them, you know, whatever, whoever, your sister, blah, 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 support you. I don't have that. But I know how I see that thing, that's true. I think it might look different, might shape different, but we help somebody. You know, it might not just be like how you expected it.
Yeah.
What advice would you say to because some people I came across a quote recently. Oh, I can do anything by myself. I can do it by myself.
Actually, you can't win.
But what the quote says in actuality is just trauma that brought you feeling. trauma of being disappointed by people, trauma of being let down, being hurt by people, that caused you to develop that whole self-sustaining thing. Because we actually do need people.
Yeah, we do.
Speak to us to the importance of needing people. And probably shifting that person's mindset. Say, now I need to go out and create my community.
She won 2 prizes. Congratulations to Crystal Bain. Yes, well, Crystal.
You should answer, because clearly you could win 2 prizes.
Crystal, congratulations. It is, yes, it is. The, I am a part of the
capital T, capital H, capital A.
The Rotary Club of Nassau.
And yes, sorry, you're going to win 2. So I guess Crystal confirmed that answer for you that you're going to win 2. And that's going to be, that prize is going to be
the short glasses. Right? Glasses,
so that's going to be the short glasses. So we got 2 more prizes, guys. We got 2 more prizes. So now you do know what happened. Now you do know. And like I say, I'm an Asher type of song. Like I say, I believe support is one of the biggest reasons why I will forever be your biggest cheerleader in that cigar is that you've done it for me. Like, people know, sorry that I said, but it's not as if it's such a unique concept in terms of what you're trying to do. And for the most part, I've seen the stuff that you say you want to do, and I've heard it, and I believe in it. And I think this can happen. I think we are here to help each other. And the thing is, babe, what it is you're doing, you're making the investment yourself. So it's not as if you have these shopping dreams, these caviar wishes, where you just say, I want to do this, and then put no effort behind it. You say you want to do these things, you went on to get the certification, you went on to get the information, you went on to get the experience, and you wanted yourself and position yourself for these alignments, these movements, so when opportunity knocked, you're going to answer the call.
And then, you know, don't take for granted, too, that support may not look like what you want it to look like either.
Yeah.
You know, people support you in the capacity that they're able to do so.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may have the support, so their support may just be a listening ear that's not tearing down your ideas. Your support may them liking your posts or reposting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may say, I want them to support my service, though. I want them to buy. Like, maybe they're not in the capacity to buy right now, but just they're doing the small things, and you need to appreciate that as well. Ultimately, it comes in wanting to support yourself. You know, if it was whatever path you choose to take, if it was easy, everyone would have been doing it. So the mere fact that you decided to do it, and you're determined to do it, you did your research, and you're putting your effort and you're putting your resources into it, support yourself. You know, talk to yourself, give yourself affirmations, all right, love letters to yourself, those notes and those accomplishments, you want to journal, you want to celebrate your wins, you want to assess your losses, and you want to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And your network will come, your support system will come. Some people tend to cheer you on once they see it already going. So again, it still goes back to taking the first step.
So that, and I admittedly was on both sides of that, right? I was like, man, people don't clap for you. And but you keep on talking about the first step. I know I like this visualize things. I equate it to like if you're running a race. I have to take the first step to run in order to get cheered. I can't expect for them to cheer for me if I'm not even taking the step to walk on the field.
Yeah.
A lot of us are on the sidelines complaining and crying that nobody's cheering us on, but we even haven't declared ourselves eligible to run.
There you go.
To receive the cheers.
You didn't even sign up for the sport.
But then we want the respect and adoration and love and appreciation. But no, it's scary. It's a scary concept. It's a scary concept to say step into this.
Yeah.
Step into this thing that, hey, I might fall. I might fail.
I can tell you something. Year 32 for me was my why not year.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why not? What stopped me? What's the worst that can happen? Buddy, if a pandemic can happen and I'm still here, why not? So it took a lot of the fear out of it for me. For the matter of fact that, okay, it was Rodney's birthday in October. We did the podcast. It was all about him. Cool. I'm not really a, y'all need to be all up in my mouth and the attention or the conversation needs to be around me type of person. Terrified of this conversation.
And she's doing such a good job.
But it's hard, you know. I still did it. It still came because I said, why not?
We were doing this. We already made the flyer. We didn't ask these people for prices. We didn't run the church upstairs. We were doing this this evening.
But in any event, you still did it. Because why not? The most y'all can say is that Nadia put on all her makeup for this podcast. she said, I'm a lot. Okay, but it was still done, though. When you do your podcast, let me listen in and see how it went. Do you understand? Like, we
that's me speaking to her. And I say, Ralph, that's...
You still do it. Even if you do it afraid, even if you do it, like, totally not prepared, do it ugly. Still do it. Because you are going to go farther than if you didn't do it at all.
That's like, and what I learned that from people like Jake. You laughing at the fat dude in the gym from your couch is not making sense. Because he's putting more effort losing weight than you are from your couch.
Okay. And if he consistently walks or exercises or does his diet or whatever changes that he decides to make, even if they're small, if he consistently does that every day or a few times a week or whatnot, he's going to make way more progress than you at the end of the year who was looking back in and ridiculing that person. Okay. It's consistency.
Consistency
is what...
Or
silence. Don't have anything to say unless you're consistent.
Well, shut up. We have a good cousin. And he says a friend. Because you find me to your friends. Teray. Teray Sings is on Instagram. He has three songs out. I know two of them.
Autumn Love.
That's on the pieces. And then he has not a winter wonderland cover, but Autumn Love is the original. He was on a fitness journey for 3 years. And he legit lost a teenager. How much weight he lost? Like a legit American teenager. How much weight he lost? Am I lying?
Thank you, Veronica. Great encouragement.
He lost a legit teenager.
Okay. So let's...
Fifth prize. Mm-hmm. I got this one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 32 was branded something like that. What was the branding for year 32 for that? Yeah, 32 was the year of blank. Right.
Alex has agreed.
Yeah. So no, I agree.
Alex, I'm still waiting on you to come over. You right here in these comments about agreed. Let me cut cake tomorrow and I will see you.
I'm Aaron. What's up, Aaron? Looking forward to seeing you.
Hi, Aaron. See, Aaron gets the nice.
He does get the nicer version of it. It was just fun. But yeah, no, I tell one of the things, I'm very defensive when it comes to her as well, too. So when she gets in the spaces where she feels like people give no weird advice, I tell her, you should be in a more aggressive tone, but tell them, show them your version, and then we can compare it to. So, like, we saw the podcast was in this, and my speech was not. I said, babe, tell them, show them your podcast, show them your video. Let them show you your video. Let them show you your podcast.
Hey! I didn't even know you were listening. We have a winner. Okay,
we've been a long time. Leslie is a high school, my high school classmate. So Leslie, you're doing awesome stuff. Leslie, we follow you online, doing these symposiums, doing things that Bahamians don't do, which is core logic in our history. Right now, history. Leslie, say encourage. Blessings on you and your family, Leslie. Overall as well.
Yes, so Leslie just won a Mr. and Mrs. Christmas mug set from To Each Their Own. Some congratulations, Leslie.
We gotta get you that, man. But yeah, we are, like I said, I'm big on protecting. I call it protecting it because what it is to the Bible teaches you, don't gas a curl amongst one. How I interpret that is that be mindful of who you share certain things with. Because I know if I've had a person where I had this idea, and y'all the same one do when you share it around the wrong person, and then just totally kills the momentum.
Yeah.
So it's very important. And me as sir, help me. I say one of my job is to make sure I don't do that for them. Don't never stop an idea, never kill an idea, kill a dream, because you don't know the ramifications of that. So everything nurture, no matter how out of the box it may seem or how silly it may seem, if she can see in her spirit, my job is to help her get to that point. Because you know why? She does it for me. So I think it's my job to make sure I do that.
Leslie is an example of, you don't know who's listening. I thought I was saying, every time somebody logged in, I try. If I didn't get to hail you when you tune in, I'm sorry. Drop a comment in the chat and I'm going to shout you up, right?
I'm trying to keep up.
I didn't know Leslie was listening.
She crept in. I didn't see Leslie going.
So you don't know who your audience will be, but she seems to be enjoying the podcast as well. And Just that's, continue to do it.
And that's the reason why you should keep shining. And that's an important reason why you should keep shining. You don't know who is getting warmth from your light.
Yeah.
So that's so important, man. Like when I say we are meant to be a light of the world, we are meant to be a light of the world.
It's a reason why he keeps looking at me like this. Because, you know, a lot of times I freak myself out. Oh, just Lord. Oh, no, I don't know. I can't do this. And freaking out. And he's just like.
Well, I'm just here to remind her. And because what it is too, and I tell her, I have those moments too. I have those moments, look at myself, say, hey, Rodney, what are you doing? This don't make sense. You're wasting time. Blah, 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 blah. We have a negative thoughts coming. And I have to quiet myself and say, you know what? You're healthy. You will have somebody who you adore as your wife. Your children are awesome. You are in great situations. Count your blessings. And when it's on, they count your blessings. You know what I want?
Yeah.
Then you'll be astonished at what the Lord has done. Mm-hmm. I remind myself of that. So when I remind myself of that, I remind her of that. Baby, doing a good job. Remember, Grammy, doing a good job. So I'm proud of you. So, baby, you're winding down this conversation.
Thankfully, is coming to an end. Yay. So we have our huge, huge, huge prize that I would like.
My part. It beat the end of us.
All I'm trying to say is that I'm trying to steal it for myself. But I'm lamenting in the fact that I have to give it to someone.
Yes. Beat the prize, yeah.
Because I like things. I like things. So the prize is either a hand-drawn caricature of yourself or someone else. So, like, you could send in a photo and then he'll like get it sorted out and you can give that to somebody. Or you could be like me and like try to keep things because I like things. Or ticket to the New Norm Paint and Sips hosted by Ren the Creative. So either the caricature or the ticket to the New Norm Paint and Sips hosted by Ren the Creative.
So do you have a question since you're so excited? Because he was talking.
No.
He's talking. He's
you can fine. Do it.
And so excited.
That's fine. So I didn't mean to take your shine off.
If you can tell us the title of Nadia Art Service Culture Firm, you mean the first. Nadia's title of Service Culture Firm.
Well, that means you should have been like retaining that information.
And from the beginning, that's what first we're talking about. So if you can say Nadia's title of Service Culture Firm, then you will get that last prize. So as we.
Can I say it?
No, as we wait, wait better. As we wait, I want to say, babe, this has been a wonderful journey. It has been a blessing to get to be as close to you and watching. We have, boy, I remember talking on the phone, watching Cable 12, randomly watching people. Say, well,
that's not it,
Tyrion. No, our business got them. I only remember talking on the phone, just really fantasizing, like, wondering how I could be with you, how I could be with you. And interesting that we still do something. But in the last 15 plus years now, we've been having those conversations. And I really thank you for allowing me to be that kite. I always create myself that I'm that kite just flying because I can go left very quick. And you always that string just to pull me in the background and say, hey, let's keep it going. And you have honestly kept me grounded. One of the things I call Nadia is she is hope. No, that's not it. Boy, Tyrese Cameron is right.
She's trying on.
One of the names who I love about Nadia is she really is an embodiment of hope.
That's not a Chico. It's not a mom. What is it? A mom entrepreneur.
Mompreneur is the thing, but it's not mompreneur.
It's not a mompreneur. So, I'm not a human resources consultant.
Nadia, in a particular language, Vietnamese language means hope in a different language. And for me, why I look at Nadia as hope is because what hope represents. One name's hope represents steadfastness. I came across this book and hope represents steadfastness. And the image or the symbolism of steadfastness or hope was an anchor. Now, to seafaring people, anchors, I think that keeps you from drifting away. Keeps you from getting off course. That keeps you literally anchored. I see you as that for me. Now, at times, I have to explain to you that you feel as if as my anchor that you drag me down. That you slow me down. But what I'm saying to you is whenever you're cast aside, you are there with a strong purpose that I don't go with you. And I don't go far. That I don't run up on the rocks. That's why you're there for me. So I'm here to constantly remind you that's what you are. That I get at times you might feel like you might be dragging me down, but know that God is at the helm of my ship. And whenever he casts you in my life, it's to make sure I'm anchored and not driving in the wrong direction.
I should tell you I get a compliment.
We had to bring it, Shanta.
Because I was trying to get the water to go back in my eye. You ever tried to like drink your tears through your nose? But no, no. Ooh, it looks like I'm going to keep this prize.
Yeah, but that and I'm enamored. I love the imagery of anger. And then that's what you are, definitely. You are my anchor, babe. You are my hope. You are an encouragement to say I can do better. Because, boy, oh boy. One reason why I even, the main reason why I even went to college, because it's like, I didn't know she's going to college. So I remember in grade 12, we were talking, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I said, yeah, I go on this, I go on that, I go on that. I said, what? I was so like, how do you know what you're doing? Like, she was technical cadets, see, and she's like, go to college, and I can study X, Y, and Z. I was medium crazy. She got a full scholarship to go to college. And I was like, but I don't know what I'm going to do. And then my sister, I loved it. Candace loved it. Candace helped me get sorted out with a scholarship because we had in COB.
Yeah.
Fell in love with the education because I did. She tried hard. Fell in love with education.
Ashanda, Google me, man.
Yeah, literally. So I fell in love with education from that, but I honestly even went to college from that. Even now, I see her many nights thinking of how I can make sure I live up to my end of the market. So trying to make sure that you're straight, I make sure that we're straight. And that's legit what we've been doing. So we've been riding that. And I appreciate that you.
Hey, Tada.
From Lutra. Yeah. I appreciate you being riding me for so long, babe. And it has been fun. We ain't even a fraction of the way through this, right? But it has been fun. We have our ups and we have our downs. But the Nadia, year 33, going into year 32, is such a beautiful person. I've seen this Nadia from year 15. But it's like.
Y'all caused the lashes to drop off.
So. I've seen this Nadia from 13, 15, 14, to see you now and to grow into the person that you always are. It just is such a beautiful thing. And I encourage you to keep on going. You know, I pray for you all the time. I continually pray to God bless you. He's kind of graciously looking for the graduates. Because I know He's with you. We adore you. Your children adore you. God bless them all who celebrate their children. You know, the kids are going, they can't even save them upstairs. They said they come to see you. We are proud of you, babe. We know you're doing wonders. We know you continue to do wonders. We know your 33 will be even better, like exponentially better than the years behind you. And we are here for the ride. You won't leave us behind. We're right here to support the journey one, front row cheerleaders, all that stuff. All right, so don't get your thing yet.
I kind of saw it. I kind of saw it. The person didn't put it all together.
Management consultant, HR manager, bless you, Ashanta.
They're trying. I feel like I need to keep it.
But yeah,
Listen, okay. I'm trying to focus on these comments because Rodney is not going to make me cry on this podcast. And he's trying.
But as you say, I remember this one, never wanted to be married. You must know, the first get married, get it.
Hey, you never wanted to be married?
I so that's the next part.
I learned something new.
We would have a lot of fun trying nowhere to go try. I honestly, babe, didn't see myself past 20 something. I did not see myself past 20 something before we really started to be what we were, because I never saw that far. And interestingly enough, I told you when we talked to Shannon's dad taught me about vision casting. I never really could have seen past here. I never could see past. I was just getting to the next. So when I met you, you were so on who I legit to say I want to be this. At this age, I want to do that. And I said, hold on. That's actually a thing. And even to be your friend, I said, I have to help my life in some sort of order. Because what it is, that's how it is. When you're around good people, you elevate yourself. You're around people, he has to be as well too. But when you're around people, they raise your stock. And that's what you do for me. Remember, I didn't like reading either. Like, legit, I didn't like reading. I did not like reading. And I remember I came across a post the other day. I went to Apple. Zoma. I went to Zoma. And I bought 50 plus votes in Zoma.
He has it.
Chico, would you?
No. Nobody can't win.
Yeah, Chico can't win. You shouldn't say who. She couldn't win.
Okay.
I came up with 50 plus votes because all this baby inspired me that much. And you continue to inspire me. That's what we're doing with service culture. Service culture has grown. We've been doing service culture from 2017. 2017 and service culture has now grown and something beautiful to his name is Pope. So bring it on. That's why it's I love him.
What way to go?
What?
This one.
Trent?
Yes. You got human resources partner.
You sure known as other nuns. Jack.
Listen.
What they want you up in here. Yeah. Jack. It's trying to ready to come at you.
It wasn't all together. Somebody else had it. They tried. They had a typo. But they didn't put it all together. And I'm going to be that particular person. You didn't put it all together. So I have to give that one over to Trent Roll. Trent, congratulations. You have won things. Let me tell you what you want, because I'm going to pull it up. And I'm going to tell you. So Trent, you may not have been here before, but you won either a hand-drawn caricature or one ticket to the New Norm Paint and Sips hosted by Ren, the creative. So congratulations to you, Trent.
Yeah, sorry, I'll be cooking another. Thank you guys for indulging us. I like to talk, and I love you. I set a timer. It's like last year's at a timer, because I would talk about her all day, so I had to, you know, bring the questions in. But honestly, babe,
I can't listen to this episode once, like, we're done with this, right? Yeah, I can't play this back.
So before we go, this Thursday, whenever you watch again, check J Fitness 242 on YouTube. Nadia Bain, Fit Tire. She has an episode. I edited the episode, put the episode together. I had to sit her down. Literally sit her down and make her watch the episode, because she would not watch the episode.
Nope. So you know, the only thing that I can really, like, listen back to is, like, my voiceovers. That's it. But, yeah. So, that's been...
Happy birthday. So, let's sing happy birthday. We sing happy birthday. What song we sing happy birthday? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We love you, we do. We love you,
God bless.
Love you.
Thank you, I love you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. These lashes staying on, I'm not going to cry. So, that's been another episode of the R and Love Podcast. I thank you so much. Thank you so much for just sitting through this extra long episode that we had this time. But, you know, it's been fun. It's been fun this season. The season has stretched us. It's grown us. We've learned a lot. We thank you so much for just joining in and adding your contributions and talking in the comments and just popping in and listening and sharing this podcast.
Being part of community.
Being a part of our community. Our community has been enlarged, and I really appreciate it. So,
thank you, my really.
Yes, Veronica, thank you so much for the happy birthday. Trent says, hooray, he's excited. Ashanta's like, yay.
Somebody started in March, I think.
It's March, and then, look at what it's going into. And then next season is going to be even bigger, because
we have some stuff planned.
We have some things.
One thing you will learn about me more and more, if you hear me talk, I'm together for a reason. I like to think outside the box. And she's now getting caught up in that spirit. So we have this interesting thing planned next year.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a combination of something. So look out for that.
Yeah,
and this is going to be, we need you guys here.
And stick with us. You know, you help us to grow and you support us. You know, you're really a good community to have.
Ashanta, we can get you some. Go on, email
us. Listen, Ashanta, you want some lashes? Because we can get you three sets of these lashes from Raina's Boutique and Accessories.
Ashanta, from Raina's Boutique and Accessories, we will get you.
We got you sorted out because you was trying. You was trying.
Appreciate the effort.
So you're going to blink pretty from Raina's Boutique.
And Nadia has not been an accountant. She has to do everything for the accountant.
You know, my dad wanted me to be an accountant. Did you talk to him? That's what it is. Anyway, let's wrap up. So, don't forget to like and follow and subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Stream this and all of our other episodes on all streaming platforms. Rodney, take it away.
And she's going to drop that into the chat box for now. Guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Again, please stay safe this season. We will see you January 10th. So I mean, enjoy the Christmas holidays to yourself. You want everybody to enjoy the time. You have the restrictions, but you do not have a restriction on your love you can give family members. Reach out to our cousin, to the family member, to our friend, whoever. Give them some Christmas cheer. Send them a text. Give them a call. Send them love. We ain't promise tomorrow. We all promise for us, Grace. So guys, we love you. Appreciate you so much. Thank you for the growth and the journey and putting up with us so far. We promise you guys we have more in store. You guys yourself in the docket, Mom. You guys yourself, Mom.
So when we see you January 10th, it's about to be like a little different from what you're seeing now. So
but it's
we're excited.
Be, it's still going to be us. Still going to be our in love at a higher level because we're growing and we're learning. And like Nadia said, take that first step. So if nothing else you're getting from us besides the good laughs, you're looking at some persons who did it scared, but they did it together. And they did it with God's grace and God's blessing. So do it. Whatever we want you to do, do it. If it's in your heart to do, please, please, please do it. God bless you. He'll keep you. He'll be kind and gracious to you. He'll look on your favor and grant you peace.
Just take the first step. And thank you so much for celebrating my birthday with me today, guys. I really appreciate it.
So we'll see you later.
Bye.
It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun.
This one is called Lover's Choice.